Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And we're continuing with the series called The Lower Lights. And in this episode, or in this podcast, we're going to look at those women who laboured with me in the gospel. Those women who laboured with me in the gospel were no doubt a party of helpers in all of Paul's labours in the town of Philippi. They are not named beyond that collective description of them. But in all probability, Lydia, the seller of purple from Thyatira, was among them, as also would have been some of those of her household who were converted and baptized after her. Perhaps the old Philippian jailer's wife was one, or perhaps one or two of his daughters, who knows? One thing is sure, if their names are not in Paul's epistle to the Philippians, they are most assuredly in the book of life. For, says Paul, I entreat thee, true yoke fellow, help those women who laboured with me in the gospel, with Clement also, whose names are in the book of life. Who was Clement, for that matter? Who was the true yoke fellow? To whom Paul wrote in his epistle to the Philippians. And I entreat thee, true yoke fellow, whoever he was, his description says it all. He was one who put his shoulder under the yoke of the gospel in that town. And Paul now exhorts him to help those women who helped Paul in that same gospel. And I entreat thee, true yoke fellow, help those women who laboured with me in the gospel. The Apostle Peter speaks a precious word when he says, As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another. 1 Peter 4:10. We might well ask, what gift? Or which gift? And the short answer to that is, whatever gift or whichever gift God has bestowed upon us in the context of the Church of Christ in this earth. As Paul puts it in one place, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Every man, every saint has some gift and some calling within the body of the Church, and every gift and every calling is given to every man to profit wherewithal. That doesn't mean that the gift or calling is given to profit the person in all things, to profit with all, but it means that it is given to profit all with, to profit the whole body, the church, that God in all things might be glorified through Jesus Christ. It was a good bit of help that Aaron and Hur gave to Moses that day in the valley of Rephidim, when they put the boulder under him and kept his outstretched hands steady until the going down of the sun. As William Cowper reminds us, when Moses stood with arms spread wide, success was found on Israel's side. But when through weariness they failed, that moment Amalek prevailed. So Aaron and Ur came to the rescue. With one shoulder apiece under Moses' burden, they became his true yoke fellows. This is a podcast from the Wicketgate magazine, which can be found at the Wicketgate, that's www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thanks for listening.